They tell the story, an amalgam as absorbing as calcium chloriades and hydrophobe sponges could make it, how one happy go gusty Ides of April morning, the anniversary, as it fell out, of his first assumption of his birthday suit and rights and appurtenance to the confusioning of human races, ages and ages after the alleged misdemeanor when the tried friend of all creation, Tigerwood Roadstaff to this day, was billowing across the white expanse of our greatest park in his caoutchouc kepi and great belt and hiding sacks and his Blaufunk's fustian and iron-sized jackboots and bagafat gaiters, and his rubberized Inverness, he met a cad with a pipe. The latter, a luciferant, not the oriolate, who, the odds are, is still birding dagabout in the same straw banner, carrying his overcoat under his shoulder, sheep-side out so as to look more like a comfrey gentleman and signing the pledge as gaily as you please, hardly accosted him with, "Guinness thaw tool and jew me dinner ouzelfen?" A nice how do you do in pool black at the time, as some of our old dazers may still tremblingly recall, to ask could he tell him how much a clock it was that the clock had struck, had he any idea by cocks like as his watch was braidus. Hesitancy was clearly to be evitated. Execration is clearly to be hunnisoyed. The earwicker of that spurring instant, relishing on fundamental liberal principles the supreme importance, nextly, noxily, of physical life, the nearest help relay being ping-pong, ping-ping K.O. St. Patrick's Day, and the Fenian Rising, and unwishful as he felt of being hurled into eternity right then, plugged by a soft-nosed bullet from the sap, halted quick on the draw and reply in that he was feeling tipstaff, Q, produced from his gun pocket his Jorgensen's shrapnel Waterbury, ours by communionism, his by Uju capture, but on the same stroke hearing above the skirling of harsh Mother East, old Fox Goodman, the bellmaster, over the wastes to south, at work upon the 10-ton tonnant, thunderous tenor toller in the speckled church, Cohunan's call, told inquiring kidder by Jehovah it was 12 of them cider on tankard time, adding, but all, as he bended deeply with smoke sardinish breath to give more pondus to the copper stick he presented, though this seems in some confusion, with the chapstick ginger, which, as being of sours, acid, salts, sweets, and bitters compounded, we know him to have used as cha-cha for bone, muscle, blood, fresh, and vim vital, that whereas the accusation against him had been made, what was known in high quarters, as was stated in Morgan's post, by a creature in human form, who is quite beneath par and several degrees lower than your triple hydrad snake. In greater support of his word, it, quaint anticipation of a famous phrase, has been reconstricted out of oral style into the verbal for all time with ritual rhythmics, in queritary quietude, and two sermons stuck from successive accounts by Noah Webster in the redaction known as the sayings attributive of H.C. Earwicker, prize on shillings, post slots free, the flaxen gygus tapped his chronometrum drum-drum, and now standing fully erect above the adjacent floodplain scene of its happening, with one Berlin gauntlet chop-stuck in the hoe of its elbage, by ancient assign lore his gesture meaning E, pointed at an angle of 32 degrees towards his Duc de Fers, overgrown milestones fell to his gauge, and after a rendy present pause averred with solemn emotions fire, Shashake, co-camarade.